everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning committee on Monday the 4th of March at 6pm at Exmouth Town Hall. I've received apologies for absence from Councillor Rob Masding. Any other apologies? There are no members of the public who have asked to speak, so I'll move straight on. Minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of February 2019 have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has anyone got any items on the agenda this evening that they wish to declare an interest? Councillor Cahill.
I've already declared to the clerk a personal interest in 1903274. Scott Clark is known to me.
Thank you. I have no items of urgent business. So I'll move straight on to determine applications under delegated powers. The first is Witherton Raleigh Ward, application 19, bid 0189 advertising, 87 Salterton Road, which is the golf garage. Illuminated polycarbonate black and green surround signage with illuminated white lettering, free cash withdrawals and balance inquiries and cash zone. Halo illumination to polycarbonate surround, illuminated signage to ATM fascia. Green acrylic sign with white lettering, cash zone and accepted card logos. There are no comments from statutory consultee, but we have one representation which I will ask Ron to summarise and comment, please.
We've had one representation that they were concerned about the placement, if the placement of the sign is situated near their drive. And near the pavement, it would make reversing off their drive dangerous due to the visibility of the main road. And the actual placement of the sign was not indicated on the map. The town clerk asked me to visit the person that made the representation because the application is actually retrospective and they're seeking approval of what's there already. The person that made this representation was under the impression it was being moved. So I was able to confirm that with the person and they also confirmed that they were happy with what was there already. Okay, thank you.
Councillor Brian Toy.
I tried to talk to the staff there, but there was a problem with language, so I didn't get very far with it. He thought I was complaining that the machine wasn't working. It's so far back from the main road that it's not really obtrusive. The only thing I would say is that the green light is a bit bright. If that illumination could be reduced slightly, that's all I would recommend. Otherwise, where it is, it's so far back from the forecourt that it's really hardly noticeable at all. I'm surprised that anybody manoeuvring around there would have a problem with it, but there we are. Somebody seems to have a problem with it, but if it could be slightly reduced in illumination, because it seems to be a bit brighter than most castor signs, that's all. But otherwise, no problem. I would recommend approval.
Thank you, Brian. I think it was because they thought it was being moved that they imposed. They thought that it was going to be moved out to the edge of the road and by their drive. They didn't understand it was as it is at the moment. Councillor Cahill has seconded. Anyone else want to come in? So, proposed and seconded for approval with a mention that we would like to see a reduction in the light.
In illumination
if possible. All those in favour? Again, thank you. Then move on to consider the planning applications. Firstly, Brixington, application 19, bid 0184 full, the Gables, Marley Road, retention of raised deck area. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Chapman?
No objection.
I only object that they put it in 6 months before they brought it up for the planning commission.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Approved. Move to Holston. First application is 19, the 0324 full. 5 Oak Tree Close. Construction of single-storey side rear extension with associated terrace and hip to gable extension to rear. There are no statutory consultee comments and no representations. Councillor Dumper.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I can't see a problem with this one, really. And as the design assessment thing says, it seems like reasonable updating to what they need.
Thank you, Councillor Cahill.
I've got on that.
Thank you. And I'm happy. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0355 full, 20 Grange Avenue. Construction of single storey side and rear extension. No comment from statutory consultee. However, we have got representation from East End District Council tree officer, which I'll ask Bronze to summarise for you.
Yeah, we've had a comment from the tree officer to say that there is a large pettisporum growing in the adjacent garden and next to the existing garage structure. The modest nature of the proposal is unlikely to impact on the health of the adjacent large shrub, and raises no objection, subject to a condition that states that no retained trees or shrubs should be cut down, uprooted, destroyed, pruned or cut or damaged in any manner during the development phase and thereafter within 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Cahill? I would go along with what the tree officer was saying and I'm quite happy to
close.
I'm going along with that.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for approval with the addition of the tree officer's recommendation that no retained trees or shrubs should be cut down, uprooted, destroyed, pruned, cut or damaged in any manner during the development phase and thereafter within 5 years. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the big 0327 full, 10 Chaucer Rise. Construction of first floor extension over existing garage. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Dumper.
Yes, I can't see a problem with this. I mean, there are quite a lot of other developments with extensions like that. So I propose that for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill?
No, I second that.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you.
Chairman, are you declaring interest for the UNESCO trees?
I have.
You declared?
Oh, but it's all right to second. Yeah. If not, I'll second.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to
now move to Littleham Ward. Application 19, a big 0373, listed building consent, 70 Victon Street, re-roof front and rear elevations, renew cheeks, roof and windows on front and rear dormers and replace all fascias, soffit boards, downpipes and guttering. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, so we haven't received the building consent officer's report. Councillor Humphreys?
Madam Chair, it's all outside maintenance and I think, yeah, this should come ahead.
I'm happy to second. So, approved subject to the listed building officer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't look good, does it? Proposed and seconded for approval subject to the tree on the top, yeah. To the listed building officer's consent. All those in favour? Yes. Thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 19, oblique 0278 listed building consent. We've also got the full application. So it's the flat 4, 17 the Beacon, rearrangement and replacement of the second floor dormer, glazing and wire balcony, balustrade with new glazed balustrade. There's no comments from statutory consultee and no representations. In respect to the full planning application, which is 19/0277 full, we do have a comment from Rob Masding, which I'll ask Ron's because I think we can probably take these together.
Rob Masden's submitted this comment to say this development will largely be out of sight and presumably make the balcony more usable. If conservation officers have no objection, then I am happy to propose approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dunford, do you want to comment?
Yes, and I would second Rob's proposal, and I think that should go ahead. It sounds a good idea.
Thank you. So, degree approval, subject to the list and building consent officers. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. So, we've done that one. So, next application is 19/0203 full, St Saviour's, 12 Morton Road. Change of use of building from nursing home to 22-bed house of multiple occupations, large HMO, and construction of dormer window to rear extension. We've had no comments from Statutory Council T. We have had a comment from Rob Masding, and we have two representations. So I'll ask Ron to.
Councillor Rob Masding's commented as follows. Apart from the addition of a small dormer on the main roof at the rear, all changes appear to be internal. Rooms are described as bedsit studios, going from 18 beds to 22. It is not stated who the intended residents would be. This will be more affordable than larger units, and therefore he welcomes the development. We've had two representations stating that they're concerned that work has started prior to the permission being granted. Information completed on the application form they feel is incorrect in respect of the section regarding trees and hedges. They've said that there's none, but there apparently is one tree. And the site can be seen from a public road, and the application form says that it can't. The road, they've also commented that the road's been blocked by construction vehicles on occasion. And there's a concern about the lack of parking provision for the number of proposed bedrooms and people that will be living there. And they question how a large HMO would be managed with so many people in a relatively small space, and concerned about noise at night and antisocial behaviour. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just make two comments because I looked this up previously. Just to say that the home has been closed since 2015, and members may recall that we did have an application in 2016, but that was for a change to 10 apartments, not to a multi-occupation property. And the other is only to say that obviously, because it's an HMO, that all the concerns about noise, antisocial behaviour and how it's managed will be environmental health at East Devon District Council. So, do you want to comment, Councillor Dunfer?
Yes, I do, please, Chair. Yeah, I'm really not in agreement with Councillor Rodman's statement here. I don't think it. A couple of major problems, really, or three. One is that it is pushing more and more people into what are essentially limited space. Second, associated with that is the issue of parking, which Brian and I have just been speaking of. Now, there was another application in 2016 which was withdrawn, and that one was for a house in multiple occupation with 18 bedrooms, which I think was the same as they've got at the moment. Now, not quite clear whether they've been using it in that way in the interim since the care home was closed, but I would rather suspect that. I mean, obviously not happy about the retrospective nature of this application and the fact work's already going on it. So personally I would think we ought to oppose this on grounds of over occupation, you know, too many people pushed in the same house. And I don't accept the argument that because you're you're making the floor areas less of each, you're reducing the, I mean, I think that's not a good argument to make. So on those grounds, I would oppose it, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yeah, I think parking is, I mean, this could be 20 extra cars parking in a place where parking is at an absolute premium. In the good old days, when I first came on the District Council, when a development like this was proposed, we had to have adequate parking and turning for vehicles. That policy has been dropped, very sadly. And I think there is mention of parking in the neighbourhood plan. I know the neighbourhood plan is not in effect, so it would not apply to this development, but I think we need to bear that in mind. You know, in that area cannot take any more car parking, they'd have to park miles around. So I would agree with Councillor Dunbar that we should refuse it on those grounds.
Thank you. Councillor Kagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I also trying to agree with my fellow councillors there about overdevelopment. What I would question is the definition of a 22-bed house. Now, Mr. Cry